The 7th of October with Kathleen Hagler.
Okay.
Okay. So here we are in Inverness, and you said you'd talk about your life. So tell me about when and where you were born. And I'm just going to let you talk, and then I'll prompt you if it stops. Your name was Hagler, that's from your family.
That's my father, and right. That's all I know about him.
Right.
I know his name.
Yeah.
And I know his approximate age.
Uh-huh.
I think he was 8 or 9 years older than my mother.
Mm.
So I know that my mother was born in 1914.
Yeah.
And that's all. I don't know when in 1914 or where in 1914. I don't know anything.
So her name was your grandmother's name? Her maiden name was your grandmother's name?
Yeah.
Right. And that was the name of the husband that had gone off, the gambler?
Yes.
You know,
I mean, as far as I know, he may have been still alive when I was living with my granny.
Yeah.
I have no idea. He may have been dead. I don't know. I was never told.
Do you know what your granny's name was?
S-T-E-R-N. But listen, as I said, my granny's younger sister survived. Her grandson, my second cousin, in Hungary, with whom I have a very good relationship even today.
Yeah.
He never found out that he was Jewish until he was 20 years old.
Wow. From a religious grandmother as well.
But a totally non-religious mother.
Yeah.
He was 20 years old before he found out that he came from a Jewish family.
Wow.
I mean, so my granny and my aunt were not the only ones who kept everything a secret.
Yeah. So presumably once, after the Holocaust, it was just too dangerous to say anything to anybody about anything in it.
I was about 14 years old when I sort of decided all by myself that maybe it's not a good idea to let people know that I'm Jewish.
Mm.
I don't know how I reached that conclusion. Because there was never any doubt about it. I always knew that I was Jewish.
Yeah.
But somehow I reached the conclusion that letting people know that I'm Jewish is not a very good idea.